We're going through the 215 item glottochronology list of Zinzendorf, Haonga, and a Miha born in Shilala, Mbozi subdistrict. All.
Vonti, vonti.
And
You mean end of things?
no, John and Mary and
Na, na.
them.
That I'm sorry. That's Swahili. It's nu,
Again?
nu,
Again?
nu.
Animal.
Inkanu,
Again?
inkanu.
Again?
Inkanu.
Again?
Inkanu.
Ashes.
Ilota. Ilota.
At some place.
Okulive. Okulive.
Suppose it were at the house of someone. At the house of someone.
Kunyumba ya Lyoto, for example. Kunyumba ya Lyoto.
Could you also use something like pa?
Yes, sometimes we say panyumba ya Lyoto.
Okay, could you say that again?
Panyumba ya Lyoto.
And could you say the other one that you gave me first?
Kunyumba ya Lyoto. Always pa shows at the place and ku to the place.
Oh-ho.
Yes.
Back.
We say incisi. 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 Yes.
Again.
Incisi.
Bad.
Havivi. Havivi.
Bark of a tree.
Ishizula shikwi.
Well, just bark. Just bark.
Ishizula.
Again.
Ishizula.
May I interrupt a moment?
Sure.
When he asked you to repeat, don't overemphasize syllables. It's not that he doesn't hear you. It's that you remember, you have to keep repeating in a normal voice.
I understand.
Because he's putting the emphasis
I
on the
know.
syllable when he does
I
it.
know.
Because.
She. She.
Belly.
Uluanda. Uluanda. But the word Uluanda could sometimes mean pregnancy. Yes, or stomach. We only use the word Uluanda.
Could you say it once more, please?
Uluanda.
Do you have a word for berry? Do you know what a berry is?
I know what the thing is, but because we don't have that thing in the country, we don't have the name for it.
Big.
Umupiti for people. And for a chair, we say ishipiti. It depends on something you mention.
Just people in this list.
Yeah, could you give it for a person?
Umupiti.
Again?
Umupiti.
Bird.
Inyunyi. Inyunyi. Inyunyi.
Bite.
Ukuluma. Ukuluma.
Black. Give it to me for the with that you would use with a person.
Umuilu. Umuilu.
Again.
Umuilu.
Again.
Umuilu.
Blood.
Amavanda. People use this word amavanda differently. Some people say umuvanda as if it's one blood, but most people say amavanda. That's blood.
It's the same in Kisafa. They use singular. Most people use plural, but some people. Could you say it again? The word
amavanda.
Blow.
Ukuputa. 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 This word, ukuputa, can either be used to blow or to pray.
Could you repeat it once more?
Ukuputa.
Bone.
Ifupa. Ifupa.
Breathe.
Ukufuta. Ukufuta.
Brother. You probably can give me several terms for that.
Yes. We have only one term, umwana witu. Umwana witu can mean a person with whom you have the same father and mother. And sometimes the son of your uncle can be regarded as umwana witu also. We have only one word. Even for girls, we say umwana witu umulindo.
Could you say that once more?
Umwana witu umulindo. That stands for sister.
No, I just would like the word for brother. The one.
Umwana witu.
Again?
Umwana witu.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure it works.
Right, burn. Burn. Has to burn something.
Ukupemba is to burn like grass. But sometimes burn it could be used in this way. Ukosha.
Mm-hmm. Well, give me both of them then. First.
Ukosha.
Again?
Ukosha. Ukosha. That's the first word. Now the second one is ukupemba. Ukupemba.
Again?
Ukupemba.
Could you give me that one again? That second one again.
Ukupemba.
Child.
Umwana. Umwana.
Again?
Umwana. Umwana.
Clothing.
Amanda. Amanda.
Cloud.
For singular, we say izingo. 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 And for plural, we say amazingo. Mm-hmm. Amazingo. Most people prefer to use plural and not singular. Mm-hmm.
Next word is cold.
Impepo. 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 Impepo.
Once more.
Impepo.
I'm not sure he'd aspirate those P's like that if he were speaking normally.
Oh.
That's why when he repeats them, I notice mm-hmm. much more aspiration on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the second occurrence of a letter in the word.
Mm. I don't feel it. I'm sorry. It seems as
could
if
you
I
give
use
it,
the same.
Give me that word more rapidly. Could you say it more?
Impepo.
Mm-hmm. Come.
Nzaga.
Could you give me the infinitive form?
For instance,
to come.
Yes. Ukwinza. Ukwinza.
To cook. Cook.
Ukuteleha. Ukuteleha. Ukuteleha.
Count.
Ukubazia. Ukubazia. Ukubazia can stand for count or read.
Mm-hmm. Cry.
Kuta. Kuta. Just like an order. Cry.
Well, could you give me to cry, the
infinitive of every verb.
Ukukuta. Mm-hmm. Ukukuta.
Again?
Ukukuta. Ukukuta.
Cut. Mm-hmm.
Ukubola. Ukubola. Ukubola is especially for cutting like meat or rope. Mm-hmm. Whereas to cut trees, we say Ukudumula. Mm-hmm. Ukudumula. And sometimes ukudumula can stand for to decide a case. Mm-hmm. We say ukudumula inongwa. Mm-hmm. It all depends how one uses the word.
Dance.
Ukupunza. 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 Ukupunza.
Day.
Isiku. Isiku. We use the word isiku if we want only to mention a day. But if we say, for instance, 2 days or 3 days, we don't say isiku. We say amanda gabiri, 2 days. Amanda gatatu, 3 days.
To die.
Ukufwa. Ukufwa. Ukufwa.
To dig.
Ukulima. Ukulima. We say ukulima if one digs in the farm or on the shamba.
Mm-hmm.
But to dig just a hole, one says ukubana. Ukubana.
Dirty.
Intavu. Intavu.
Is that for a person?
For a person, we don't have that word until when one says, this person is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
We say, umuntu uno alinintavu.
Mm-hmm.
Umuntu uno alinintavu. Umuntu uno alinintavu.
Could you just say that last word again?
Intavu.
Again?
Intavu.
Again?
Intavu.
Dog.
Imbwa.
Again?
Imbwa. Imbwa.
Drink.
Ukunwela. Ukunwela.
Dry.
Ukuma. Ukuma.
Dull. Dull, as not sharp, like if a knife doesn't cut properly.
If the knife doesn't cut properly, we say ubusufu as a noun, ubusufu. Now, we say ishi shisufile. This knife is dull.
Uh-huh. Well, what would be the word just for dull? How would you say a dull knife? Not the knife is dull, but a dull knife.
Ishisu, ishisufu.
Mm-hmm.
Ishisu, ishisufu.
Could you just say the word for dull?
As you just said, but don't repeat the knife.
Don't say knife.
Just repeat
don't
the
say
word
sufu.
For dull
huh.
As of a knife.
Ishisufu.
Mm-hmm. Again?
Ishisufu.
Dust.
Ulusuto. ulusuto.
Ear.
Ikutui. Ikutui.
Earth.
Insi. Insi. Insi.
Eat, to eat.
Ukulia. Ukulia. Ukulia.
Egg.
Iji. Iji.
Eight, the number eight.
Umunana. Umunana. Okay. Umunana.
Eye.
Ilinso. 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 Ilinso.
Say that again.
Ilinso.
Fall, to fall.
Ukugwa. Ukugwa.
Far, far.
Ukutari. Ukutari.
Again?
Ukutari.
Fat. No, the fat from meat.
Amafuta. Amafuta. Amafuta.
Father.
Utata. Utata.
Fear, the verb.
Ukuogopa. Ukuogopa. Ukuogopa.
Feather. A feather like from a bird.
Isepe. 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 We use the same word isepe both for feather and furs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Few. Few, not many. Few.
Vinci. Vinci. Vinci.
Did you say that again?
Vinci.
Fight.
Ukulwa. Ukulwa.
Fire.
Umoto. Umoto.
Fish.
insui, insui, insui.
Five.
Visano, visano.
Float, to rest on water.
Ukwambama, ukwambama, ukwambama.
Flow, to move along like a stream would move along.
Ukushena, ukushena.
Flower.
Ubwezia, ubwezia, ubwezia.
Grows, or does it depend?
The growing.
Yes.
Fly.
Yes.
Like a bird.
Ukubuha. 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 Ukubuha also could mean to stand. Mm-hmm. And there are two words. Some people say ukubuha and others say ukubuluha. It's only children who are interested in using the word ukubuluha.
Mm-hmm.
All men and those who are supposed to have known the language use the word ukubuha.
The other word that children use is what again?
Ukubuluha.
Fog. Like a cloud that's near the earth.
Ususubwe. Ususubwe. Ususubwe.
Foot.
Uluayo.
Again?
Uluayo. Uluayo.
Four. The number four.
Vine. Vine.
Freeze. I don't know if you have... like ice, you know, water turns to ice.
Yes,
hmm?
There is a word. It's something very white, and it's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's called inganda.
This is would be a verb, though. Freeze would be for turning.
How could they have such a word?
It must be hail. It rain. It's like rain with.
It doesn't rain. It's a scene, especially during the cold season.
Oh, frost.
Yeah, during the dry season on the floor, and when one travels in the morning. He finds that he feels very cold at the tips of the hands and on foot. We say, inganda yiguye. That means something of that nature has fallen down, but we don't see it falling. I don't know why we use that word yiguye, because ukugwa is to fall.
You see it fall either. To freeze means the process that occurs if you put water in a refrigerator and it turns to ice.
Yes.
Or so it's the turning into, not the falling.
Mm. But in the word ukugwa in Nyiha could either mean falling or turning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Ukugwa.
Mm-hmm. Ukugwa. Sometimes it's to fall, or to turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
You say your fingers are kugwa?
No, we say, I'm feeling cold on my fingers because the inganda yiguye.
Mm-hmm.
That means I'm feeling cold because there is inganda.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But there is something like that we have seen, especially in the months of July and
mm-hmm.
August, especially in the mornings.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think this is quite what we're...
And we don't have any
mm-hmm.
other words
mm-hmm.
besides that. That's the only one I know.
Okay, then what about to give?
Ukupa. Ukupa.
Good.
Hinza.
For a person now?
Umuinza. Umuinza. Umuinza.
Grass.
Isole. Isole.
Green.
Ubulemba. Ubulemba.
Again?
Ubulemba.
Again?
Ubulemba.
Guts. The intestines, the inside. If you cut open your stomach here,
yes.
The things that are inside.
We don't have a special name for that. We simply say ivwamuhati. That means things inside.
Uh-huh.
And amongst things inside, they have got different names. There is intestines that we regard them. We call them uvula.
Well, I think that might be
uvula.
A good
uvula.
Again?
Uvula.
Hair.
Insisi. Insisi. We usually use that word insisi as plural. For one, we say ulusisi.
Mm-hmm.
Ulusisi.
Hand.
Inyobe. Inyobe. Inyobe.
He.
We don't have the difference between a man and
mm-hmm.
a woman. We simply say uwene. Uwene.
Head.
Itwe. Itwe.
Here. Here.
Ukuivwa.
That's here with your ear. Mm-hmm.
Ukuivwa.
Heart.
Umoyo. Umoyo.
Here, right here.
Ipa. Ipa.
Hit.
Ukuhoma. Ukuhoma. We have a slight difference in using this word ukuhoma. Ukuhoma is to hit with a big stick or with a blow, but if one uses a small stick, like that one that a man uses when he canes his child,
mm-hmm.
we say ukusiempa,
mm-hmm.
ukusiempa.
Again,
ukusiempa. And also this word ukusiempa can mean to put a string around around something. Ukusiempa also. Uh-huh. Yes. It all depends how one uses it in a sentence.
Hold.
Ukulema. Ukulema.
Again.
Ukulema.
How? How do you do that? How?
We use this word differently. Some people say vuli vuli, but how? Mm-hmm. Vuli vuli. And sometimes vuli vuli can mean why.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it could mean in which way.
Mm-hmm. Like
just the same word.
Like gani.
Yes, in Swahili.
100.
Amashumi ishumi. Amashumi ishumi.
Again.
Amashumi ishumi. That means one counts from 1 up to 10, then repeats the same thing until when he counts 10 times.
Ten times. Mm-hmm. Hunt.
Ukuvuima. Ukuvuima.
Husband.
Umulume. Umulume. Sometimes when one uses the word umulume as giving it like an order, it means bite him or bite her. Mm-hmm. But as a word itself, umulume means husband.
That sounds like a good word for punning.
Do they ever make jokes about it?
I.
Ine. Ine.
Do you have a word for ice?
I don't know. There might be a word, but I have never heard people using it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If.
Inga. Inga.
In.
Mu.
Mm-hmm.
Mu.
Kill.
Ukugoga. Ukugoga. There are two words. Some people say ukugoga and others say ukuhomanga. Those who use the word ukuhomanga are usually old people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not all children and young men who know that word ukuhomanga.
Mm-hmm. Could you say that this word used by old people again?
Ukuhomanga. Ukuhomanga. It can also be used differently. One can use it for killing, meaning to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And another one can use it to prepare a grindstone, to make it sharp enough as to grind grains. We say, Umantanda akuhomanga uluala. The woman is sharpening the grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
But it mainly means to kill.
Mm-hmm. To know.
Ukumanya. Ukumanya.
Lake.
Usumbi. Usumbi. We don't differentiate between lake and an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We call the same thing usumbi.
Mm-hmm.
Many waters.
Oh, is that the plural of the word for water?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the name of the place where water is collected in great
mm-hmm.
quantities.
Laugh.
Ukuseha. Ukuseha.
Leaf.
Itundu. Itundu.
Again.
Itundu.
Left. The left.
Ukwepa.
Hmm?
Excuse me.
No.
Left living or?
No, the left side. The left.
We say kumumongo. Kumumongo. This arm is regarded imongo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we say kumumongo, the side of this hand, the side of this arm, kumumongo, at
mm-hmm.
umumongo.
Mm-hmm. Leg,
ishinama, ishinama. Ishinama.
Do you have another word for leg, too?
No. It's only one. Ishinama. Leg. But always children mix. They don't differentiate between a foot and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
If he feels pain on the toe, he can say Ishinama Shikubaba.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it isn't Ishinama.
Mm-hmm.
It's Luayo, or it's Ursamba.
Mm-hmm.
The leg in itself is called Ishinama.
Lie, to lie.
Ukuluma ilenga.
You mean to tell an untruth?
Ukuluma ilenga.
Well, is there just a verb
lie.
Meaning to lie?
Ukuluma.
Mm-hmm.
But ukuluma, it can mean to bite. And until one uses the whole sentence,
mm-hmm.
it's ukuluma ilenga. To say something untrue.
Mm-hmm.
And when saying, because it's untrue, he happens to bite his tongue.
Uh-huh.
To bite is ukuluma. Now, ukuluma ilenga is to bite the untruth.
Mm-hmm.
Untruth is called ilenga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you give me the word also to lie, meaning to lie down?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. To lie down, we say ukukata. Ukukata.
I don't know actually which one this is supposed to mean.
Mm-hmm.
Live, to live.
Ukwepa.
You mean to dwell or to be alive?
This
Does
also
that
isn't
take birth?
Yeah.
Well, to leave. It's
not to leave, not to go out, but to live.
To live,
uh-huh.
We say ukulandila.
You mean to dwell in a
To
place?
Dwell. Or to exist.
Both the same word?
Both the same word. Ukulandila.
Could you say that once more?
Ukulandila. It's to dwell.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can mean to stay.
Mm-hmm. Liver. Mm-hmm.
Itima. Itima.
Long. A long stick. But use the one that you would take for
we
a person, even though it doesn't make sense.
Umutali. For a person, we say umutali.
Again?
Umutali.
Mm-hmm. louse. It's a little insect that sometimes
we usually use as a pooter. We say impumi. Impumi.
Could you say that once?
Impumi.
Again?
Impumi.
Man.
Avanto.
Just one?
Umuntu. Umuntu.
Again?
Umuntu.
Many. And use the word you'd use for people.
Avinji. Avinji.
Again?
Avinji.
Meat, as in the food.
Inyama. Inyama.
Mother.
Umayi. Umayi.
Mountain.
Igamba. Igamba.
Mouth.
Ilomu. Ilomu.
Name.
Izina. Izina.
Narrow. Or slender, as you would use it for a person.
For a person, I would say, umunyela, umunyela. And for a way, we say ifinyano,
mm-hmm.
Ifinyano, not wide.
Did you say that again?
Ifinyanu.
Near.
Papipi. Papipi. Some people say papipi, others say kupipi.
Neck.
In single. In single. In single.
New dress, a new hat.
For things we say ishipua. For clothing we say umupua. Umupua. Umupua.
Night.
Ubusiku. Ubusiku. Ubusiku.
Nine. The number nine.
Visano na vine. Visano na vine. I usually count 5 and 4.
Nose.
Impulo. Impulo. The Nyi has used this word differently. Others prefer to say impulo and while others say impuno.
Mm-hmm.
It's either impulo or impuno. It makes no difference, the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Could you say one of those again? Either one.
Some people prefer to say...
Just say the word.
We're getting the sounds. We're not...
Impulo.
Again?
Impulo.
Not. I shall not go.
Not itself, we don't have that word.
That's a funny
but one uses the word in connection with other words to make clear that he does do something. We usually use the word ta. Takusogola. Takusogola.
Again?
Takusogola. Takusogola.
Again?
Takusogola.
You can never hear it in ordinary speech.
There are two words for that. Some people use this takusogola. Others say takubala. So it's one remains free. Which word to use? Either takusogola or takubala. They both mean the same thing. I shall not go. Or I'm not going.
Old.
Umugosi. Umugosi.
Again?
Umugosi.
One, the number one.
Walker. Walker.
Other.
Abanji. Abanji. For many. And for one we say uwunji. Uwunji.
Person.
Umuntu. Umuntu. Umuntu.
Again?
Umuntu. Umuntu.
Play. To play.
Ukwizia. Ukwizia.
Now, is that to play a game or to play a musical instrument?
Ukwizia can mean either to have a conversation, talking gladly, sometimes playing a game. But as for the musical instrument, they might be using another word, quite
what
different
that,
from that one.
What would the word be?
We usually use the word ukuhoma as though it was to hit. Ukuhoma ipango, playing a guitar. Ukuhoma entire, playing a drum and so on.
Could you say that word just once?
Ukuhoma. Ukuhoma.
Pull.
Ukukwesa. Ukukwesa. There are two words for this pull. It's either ukukwesa, as I have said, or ukudendemula. Ukudendemula is to pull continuously, going on and on, pulling.
Did you say that word again?
Ukudendemula.
Push.
Ukubunchila. Ukubunchila. kubunchila.
Again?
Ukubunchila.
Rain.
Imvula. 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 Imvula.
Red, the color red.
Ubushemamu. Ubushemamu. Ubushemamu.
Right, the right side.
We don't have that word.
Right, as opposed to left?
Left side?
Oh.
Right.
We say kumulilo. Mm-hmm. Kumulilo. Mm. I thought he meant the right size.
Oh, no. Now, the word right meaning correct.
Yes. We don't have that word. We say muemumu. That's it.
Well, could you say then, wouldn't it be possible to say in Kinyiha, if you were asking someone, there was a row of djembes, let's say, and you say, I want that djembe, and you sort of are hesitant, and you pick one, and the person would say, that's the right djembe, that's the right djembe.
If I ask someone, that bring me that djembe, and the person happens not to know the exact djembe I mean, and I ask him to touch them, mm-hmm. and when he touches the right djembe I need, I say, Linilio, Linilio, just that one.
Uh-huh.
Just that one.
What do you mean, just that one? What's the literal translation?
Linilio, just that one. Li, it should be a pronoun for djembe.
For djembe.
For djembe. Mm-hmm. Linilio. Sometimes I simply say, Eya. Eya. Uh-huh.
But wait. Now, how would you say, if you weren't so excited about the fact that they said it, and
yes.
you were just informing the person, that is the right djembe. Just that is the right djembe.
Lila. Lielilio.
Suppose you were saying to someone, that is the right book, the right book.
We also say weunuyo, meaning ukalata. That's a book.
Mm-hmm.
Weunuyo.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose, you know, there were a whole bookshelf.
Yes.
And you wanted to tell the person, that's the right book for you. That's That's the right book. They ask
yes,
you.
We say ukalata uyo wakuhondeye. We use the word ukuhondera, means to be suitable.
Mm-hmm.
That book is suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ukalata uyo akuhondeye.
What's the word for suitable then?
Ukuhondera.
That's to be suitable. Is there? Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Ukuhondera, to be suitable.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the adjective?
I don't think there is one.
I don't know. I'm
they
sorry.
Just, they really don't know.
Yes. And sometimes we use that word ukuhondela even for garments.
Mm-hmm.
We say, this kind of suit is suitable for you. Umwendo no akuhondeye.
Okay. Let's try river.
Ijenje. Ijenje.
Again?
Ijenje.
Say that again.
Ijenje.
Road.
Umusebo.
Umusebo.
Nihas did not have roads. They had very wide ways.
Mm-hmm.
And they could call it umusebo or ukumba. But ukumba is not pure Niha. It's originally from Nyamwanga. Therefore, I should say umusebo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about just a path, a regular path, not necessarily a particularly wide one?
We say idala. Idala. But there were classes of the paths. A small path, an ordinary path, and a big way.
Uh-huh.
We had Ahaswatuha, Idala, Umusebo.
Mm-hmm. And the narrowest is what again?
Ahaswatuha. Ahaswatuha. It had been given that name because the noise the foot make on the grass, swat, 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 swat. Something
uh-huh.
that gives the swatu sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Rope.
Ulukusa. Ulukusa.
Again.
Ulukusa.
Rotten.
Ukubola. Ukubola.
Again. Is that an, are you giving me a verb? Rotten. This is when a, say a fruit.
To rotten.
Yeah.
Not
which
too
it,
rotten,
but just rotten.
Is rotten.
Mm-hmm. A rotten tomato. A rotten.
We say, let me use for an example of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, inyama imbozu.
Mm-hmm.
Inyama imbozu. Inyama imbozu. Imbozu.
Rub.
Rub. We say ukusiusiutania. There are more than one words. The first one is ukusiusiutania. Ukusiusiutania.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is ukusiumula. Ukusiumula. The third one is ukupupula.
Again.
Ukupupula.
Is there any difference in the meanings? Is one used for rubbing certain things together and others?
Yes. For instance, if one rubs dust from the garments,
mm-hmm.
we say ukupupula.
Mm-hmm.
If one rubs a kind of writing on the paper, we say ukusiumula.
What else might that be used for?
That's all.
Nothing else. Would this mean to rub out writing?
To rub out writing.
Mm-hmm.
Ukusiumula.
Mm-hmm.
Ukupupla could mean to wipe away.
Mm-hmm. What about ukusiusiutania?
Ukusiusiutania should be to either to rub away the writings or to stand on a small insect and
uh-huh.
make it into dust
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and bruise it to nothingness.
Uh-huh. What about, do you have a word when you would rub a stone, two stones together to grind grain?
Yes.
What would
we
that
say
be?
Ukusia. Venezia. And when someone gnashes teeth, we say acusia amino, to make two things scratch each other. Yes.
Okay, then now the word for salt.
Ivea. Ivea.
Sand.
Ulusenga. Ulusenga.
Scratch.
Ukusuba. Ukusuba. I must explain in full details about this word. Ukusuba is to scratch, having a good purpose, like this. But to have the purpose of hurting someone, we say ukuhasa. Ukuhasa. For instance, when a leopard scratches someone, or a god, we don't say ukusula, we say ukuhasa, having a bad attitude towards someone to whom you do that action.
Sea, the ocean, you've given me the word, you said, we'll give it again.
Let's say usumbi, usumbi. Usumbi.
See with your eyes.
Ukulola. Ukulola. There are two words. The first one is the one I have told you, ukulola. And the second one is ukwenya. Ukwenya.
Seed.
Imbeyu. Imbeyu.
Seven, the number seven.
Visano na vivili. Visano na vivili.
Sew, to sew.
Ukusona. Ukusona.
I wonder why they have that word since they didn't do it very usually.
Ukusona.
Needles come from Neanderthal. No. Upper Paleolithic. No, that's...
They used to make clothing out of barks, and they used to mix, to connect them using the bones of fish to make stitches. And that way, they had to get a word for it. Yes.
And it's, could you say the word once more?
Ukusona.
Sharp.
Ubuhozu. For a knife. Like Ubuhozu.
Oh.
Ubuhozu. Ubuhozu.
Shoot.
Ukupiha. Ukupiha.
Short.
How?
A short person.
Umufupi. umufupi.
Sing.
Ukuimba. 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 There are two words for this. Some people prefer to use ukuimba, and others prefer to use ukutela. If you go into the indigenous places in Unyiha, you find that most people use the word ukutela. And the ukuimba was introduced when the missionaries came into the country and taught the people to sing hymns from the hymn books.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Could you give me this indigenous word?
Ukutela.
Again?
Ukutela.
Wasn't there the word ukuimba until the missionaries came?
I hope so.
What
there wasn't.
Mean? Oh.
There wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because when one does something like ukutela, someone starts a song, others keep quiet. And after he has sung for a while, then they all join in and sing. Whereas when people sing in the way as they sing in the churches now, they simply see, they start together and they finish together. That's a new kind of singing we have seen in the country.
Sister.
So, umwana witu. We have no difference between a brother and a sister. We simply say umwana witu, and we differentiate them by mentioning which kind of umwana witu you mean. Umwana witu, umwana vuli. Umwana witu, umwantanda.
And the girl is umwantanda.
Umwantanda. Umwantanda. I cannot pronounce properly because I have caught cords.
Oh.
Yes. I'm sorry. But I think I'm using the right pronunciations, though I'm suffering from cords.
Sit. To sit.
Ukutendama. Ukutendama.
Let's record that, a special Niha song.
It's interesting to
six, the number six.
Umutanda. Umutanda.
Skin.
We have got different skins. Skins for animals we say ikwembe, and for a person we say ingola.
Could you give me first the animal skin again?
Ikwembe.
And person?
Ingola. Ingola.
Sky.
Kumuanya. Kumuanya.
That would be in the sky or up in the sky. Could you just give the word for sky? To sky?
Imuanya. Imuanya. Sometimes imuanya could mean ever. Yes.
Sleep.
Ukukata.
Again?
Ukukata. Ukukata. kata can mean to sleep or to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Small. A small person.
Umunsi. Umunsi. Umunsi.
Yes.
Umunsi. And with this word, umunsi can mean another thing when used with a different accent.
Mm-hmm.
When you say umunsi, it means a small person or a little man.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say umunsi using the same letters in Nyiha,
mm-hmm.
it means the tree that the Nyiha's women use in pounding
mm-hmm.
maize or flour. Umunsi.
Mm-hmm.
That thing that they use in pounding.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say umunsi,
mm-hmm.
it means a small man or a small person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Smell.
Ukununka. Ukununka is a smell that comes, either a bad smell or a good smell.
Mm-hmm.
But to smell, we say ukununsia.
Mm-hmm.
Ukununsia. If one smells purposely.
Mm-hmm.
But if one gets a smell from somewhere else, we say ukupinga.
Mm-hmm.
Ukupinga. And when a dog smells, when following an animal, we say imbwa jikupinga umununsi.
Mm-hmm.
The dog smells the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Smoke as from a fire.
Iliosi. Iliosi. Iliosi.
Smooth.
We say uvutelemusu. Uvutelemusu. But uvutelemsu could either mean smoothness or slippery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Snake.
Injoha. Injoha. Injoha.
You wouldn't have a word for snow. Some people.
Vamo. Avantu vamo.
Mm-hmm. Speak.
Ukuyanga. Ukuyanga. Nowadays we use this word ukuyanga, but old people say ukulanda. And this now is dying away little by little. It's very seldom when you hear one using this term ukulanda.
Mm-hmm. Spear.
Impalala. Impalala.
Spit.
Ukusuila. Ukusuila. Sometimes ukusuila could mean to forgive. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think there's not too much more room on the tape, so let's try to go a little faster.
Yes,
split. Split something like in half if I hit this and it's two.
Ukupandula. Ukupandula.
Squeeze.
Ukufinya. Ukufinya.
Stab.
Ukulasa. Ukulasa. We have got only one word, both for stab and to spear.
Mm-hmm. Stand. To stand.
Ukwimilila. Ukwimilila.
Again.
Ukwimilila.
Star.
Inzota. Inzota.
Stick. A stick.
Indisa. Indisa.
Stone.
Ibwe. Ibwe.
Straight.
Ubugolosu. Ubugolosu.
Go.
Ubugolosu.
Suck.
Ukufipa. Ukufipa. There are more than one word. Another one is ukufuompa. 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 And the third one is ukwonka. Ukwonka. We use the word ukufipa when one sucks liquid from something. And we use the word ukwonka when a child sucks the breasts. Mm-hmm. And we say ukufuompa when one sucks something sweet from the flower.
Mm-hmm. Okufipa is when you use a straw?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes to kiss is ukufipa.
Mm-hmm. Sun. The sun in the sky.
Izuba. Izuba.
Swell to get.
Ukuvimba. Ukuvimba.
Swim.
Ukusaba. Ukusaba.
Tail of an animal, the tail.
Ulusinda. Ulusinda.
Ten, the number ten.
Ishumi. Ishumi.
That person.
Ula. Umuntu ula.
There's more than I thought. There. That place.
Kula. Kula. Sometimes it should be pala. Pala. Both of them are correct.
They.
Avene. Avene.
sick.
Umushindi. Umushindi.
Thin.
Umunyela. Umunyela.
Think.
Ukusiva. Ukusiva.
This person.
Umuntu uno. Uno.
Three, the number three.
Vitatu. Vitatu.
You.
Iwe. Iwe.
Throw.
Sumba. Ukusumba.
Again.
Ukusumba.
To tie.
Ukupinya. Ukupinya.
Tongue.
Ulumili. Ulumili.
Again.
Ulumili.
Tooth.
Ilino. Ilino.
Tree.
Iqui. Iqui.
Turn. To turn.
Ukupetuha. Ukupetuha. Amashumi gavili. Amashumi gavili.
Again?
Amashumi gavili.
Is God people?
No. That goes with the number. You've got to say, yeah. Could you say that just once more?
Amashumi gavili.
The number two.
Vivili. We say vivili for things and vavili for people.
Mm-hmm. Again?
Vavili.
Again?
Vavili.
Vomit. Vomit.
Ukutapiha. Ukutapiha.
Walk.
Ukujenda. Ukujenda.
Again?
Ukujenda.
Warm. Warm. Say a warm house.
Like hot. Mm-hmm.
Ishilungula. Ishilungula.
Now, what's the word for house?
Inyumba.
And you would say ishilungula with the house?
No, we say inyumba iyashilungula.
But a warm person?
Did you say a warm person?
Umuntu uwashilungula.
Uwashilungula. Wash, to wash.
Ukwozia. Ukwozia.
Water.
Aminzi. Aminzi.
We.
Iswe. Iswe.
wet, a wet person.
Umunyesu. Umunyesu.
What? If you were asking, suppose...
We don't have the specific word for what we say, ukutivuli. What mm-hmm. do you say?
Mm-hmm. Then, wuli, would you say that would be?
Vuli.
Mm-hmm.
Vuli could be what, or it could be why, or it could be how.
Mm-hmm. When?
Shari.
White.
Uvuzelu. Uvuzelu.
Again?
Uvuzelu.
Who?
Unanu.
When one asks.
Unanu.
Wide.
Uvupapa. Uvupapa. Uvupapa.
Wife.
Umushi. Umushi.
Wind.
Inkungu. Inkungu.
Again?
Inkungu.
Wing as a bird.
Ishapa. Ishapa.
Wipe.
Ukupupula.
Not to rub so much as just to, like if you were to wipe a dish or a plate with a cloth or
ukusiumula. Ukusiumula.
With.
We don't have that word alone. With. We use it na, or nu, or ni.
Woman.
Avantanda.
Is that one? Just one.
Umwantanda.
Again?
Umwantanda.
Woods. Woods, like a whole lot of trees together.
Inkwi.
Again?
Inkwi.
Work.
Imbombo. Imbombo.
Again?
Imbombo.
Worm.
We don't have that word.
Oh, no? Not for a thing in the ground, a small insect. It looks a little like a
We have those things, but we have given them the name of a chain. We say umunyololo, just as long as a chain.
Umunyololo. Now, what about if...
Some people say umunyololo, some people say umunyolo.
Now, what about worms, if you cut open an animal or a person and you find worms in their stomach, what do you call them?
We say inyongonyo. Inyongonyo.
Again?
Inyongonyo.
Inyongonyo.
have been given that name because they move like this. Like this. So we call them inyongonyo. Things that move in that way.
You plural.
Imwe.
Year.
Umwaha.
Yellow.
Ubusanku.
Again?
Ubusanku.
Heavy.
Ubumuam.